Hello, this is Thomas. I'm here with my dad for the Great Thanksgiving Listen Project. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Yeah, I grew up in Huntsville, Alabama, and my mother is a second grade teacher, was a second grade teacher. She's retired now, and my father was a Methodist minister. What was I like as a child? I was a shy child when I was young, and probably took me till like high school years to kind of grow out of that and be a little bit more social and a little more open.
Tell me a favorite memory of me.
A favorite memory of you? Probably... There's a lot that come to mind. One would be a time when you and I went, just the two of us went golfing, and I let you drive the golf cart for the first time, and of course you were young enough that I let you play in the bunkers rather than hit out of the bunkers. You got to play in the sand, which was basically like a big sandbox for you, and we just had a good time kind of hanging out and introducing you to golf, I guess.
Can you tell me about someone who has been the biggest influence in your life? One or two people?
Yeah, I guess one of the first people that comes to mind is a guy who discipled me in college, a guy named Jeff Schulte, who worked for Athletes in Action that I met when I was in school at Alabama. And he had a big influence in my life spiritually and just as a role model of mine. And probably somebody that I would say has big influence in my life as an adult would be one of my... friends who's a consultant that has worked for our company a lot, and we've spent a lot of time together, and I've gotten to know him, and he's had a big influence professionally in my life.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
I think probably if I had to go back and do it again and knowing what I know now, going through life as a teenager, I probably would take a few more risks from a social perspective, whether it be reaching out to become friends with boys and girls, asking girls on dates or just kind of trying to get to know people at a different level that are maybe different than me, don't have all the exact same interests that I have, makes life a little more interesting. And as I said, I was pretty shy, so it was kind of hard for me to do that as a teenager.
Can you tell me about your favorite? Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
Wow, that's probably a pretty long list. I'm 52 years old, and I've done a lot of dumb things, unfortunately, in my life. The thing that comes to mind is racing a friend of mine in our cars down a highway, going way too fast. So not only did I take a chance with getting a speeding ticket or something like that, but also with my life and the lives of others by, driving recklessly down a highway. So that's something that I look back on and think, boy, that was really, really stupid.
Can you tell me about your favorite moment in American history since you've been alive?
Wow. I guess this would be kind of an interesting thought here. I don't know if it's my favorite moment, but probably the most inspiring thing that I've ever seen in my life was the reaction of people post 9/11 in this country, how they reacted to the tragedies, the people that lost their lives, their families, the pride that we showed in our country, the love that we showed each other as a nation. It really brought the country together. And so while it was a tragic thing that happened, a historically tragic event that happened, there were some moments. I'll never forget the firemen and the other emergency responders and how they reacted and rushing into buildings that were on fire and collapsing to save people. Just some of the scenes and events that happened during and post 9/11 were probably the most inspiring things that I've seen during my life.
Who is your favorite American president and why?
My favorite American president would be George Bush, and I'm talking about the 41, the younger George W. Bush, and even though he had a I guess a kind of a controversial last 4 years in office, I think or last 2 years in office, I should say. I think the first part of his presidency, I would say, was surprisingly impressive based on expectations and based on how he reacted, again, pointing back to 9/11 and that critical time in our nation and how he led the country and handled the response at that time of great need. Ronald Reagan would probably have been the best president overall in my life. I would say the most successful, but George W. always has an affinity in my heart for the way he handled post 9/11.
What is something that has personally affected you in American history, emotionally or other?
I think probably race relations. Being born in 1965, as a young child growing up in the South, I did experience kind of the tail end of Martin Luther King and some of the other civil rights leaders of our time. And even though it was when I was very young, I was able to see the impact that they made and grew up with and became friends with even later in life. Many people that were affected positively by the civil rights movement. Of course, here today in 2017, we are still fighting that battle, and it's an emotional thing for not only me, but for a lot of people that I'm close to in my life.
Thank you. Good job to you.